This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be speaking with Christine, your canine and feline stylist. Her spa for dogs and cats is located at the Peaks Resort and Spa. It's called Soggy Dog Grooming Boutique and Spa. Christine, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So let's go back, dial it back a few years. Did you grow up in a family that included dogs?
Yes, I did. We had poodles, but I always wanted to play with all the other animals in the neighborhood.
So you were an animal lover as a child?
I was, very much so.
Then did you imagine you would grow up to become a groomer, or was that a childhood dream, or what other careers did you have in mind before life happened and you changed your plans?
No, I never imagined being a groomer. I wanted to be an artist and educator, but now, in a way, I'm both. Dogs are my canvases, and I create stylish looks for canines and felines, and I educate owners about health and well-being.
Wonderful. Great answer. Thank you. And I've read some of your backstory, so I know that your path to dog grooming is a really warm and wonderful story. Would you please tell it?
Sure. I was in my mid-30s, and I entered the profession of pet grooming by chance. I wanted to give back and started volunteering at an organization called the Denver Dumb Friends League Humane Society, located in Denver, Colorado. That is kind of where I found my calling. I started volunteering and just helping cleaning kennels, playing with dogs, learning behaviors, and one day they needed a groomer in grooming, and I went to help there. And then fast forward now, 18 years, and I'm grooming all canine and feline at the boutique and spa at the Peaks Resort.
Great. Now, I'm assuming a person has to go to school to become a groomer. And I know that you did that. What sort of skills were you taught at school?
Yes, you do have to go to a pet grooming certified academy. And I went to Central Park Academy of Pet Grooming, located outside of Denver. You there learn to take a 600-hour certified course, which includes American Kennel Club grooming and breed standards to specific grooming. You learn the tools of the trade, so your clippers, your scissor work, your blades, how to use them correctly so you would not injure an animal at all, and how to make them look just like the breed standards. We also learned health and safety, pet CPR, pet grooming, and we learned how to work with our clientele and build businesses and relationships with the pets and their humans.
Great. Wonderful. That's comprehensive training. So really, anyone who hasn't done that should not be hanging out a shingle that they're a dog groomer.
That's correct.
Okay, thank
you. It's hard with dogs. You know, dogs bite. They can't talk like a hairstylist when you're getting your hair done. So you kind of need to know their behavior and know how to groom them correctly.
Wonderful. Thank you for that answer. Now, I know that your path to grooming started with that nonprofit you mentioned in Denver, but you also have a current relationship, with Second Chance Humane Society based in Ridgeway. Would you talk about that?
Yes, I do have a relationship with Second Chance. I donate my services to people that have adopted their forever home pets. I offer half price off of their first groom, and then I build a relationship with them to help them with their pets. I also help with Wine and Whiskers, which is a fundraising and benefit to help help the animals in need at Second Chance and to help with their everyday operations at Second Chance Humane Society. I also, once their new building is built, I will be grooming their shelter pets to help them look beautiful and available for adoption.
Wonderful. Now, you have a rescue dog yourself. His name is Midnight Blues. I met him at the Rover event. What a gorgeous animal.
Thank you.
What role does he play at your Soggy Dogs boutique?
Well, Midnight Blues was a shelter pet. I rescued him from the Denver Dumfries Lake. He came in at midnight, and he had a sad look, and that's why we called him Midnight Blues. Midnight Blues is the dog concierge. He greets all of the animals, and then if the animals are scared or a little freaked out with the process, he will go and calm them down. He occasionally puts his nose to their nose to let them know that it is okay to be groomed at Soggy Dog.
That's wonderful. That's just great. So I know that more beyond Soggy Dogs, you have other plans with the Peaks. You and the Peaks have other plans. The general manager, Dave Ciani, is crazy for dogs. And so you've made other plans for other sorts of events at the Peaks. Could you just give a little bit of a teaser about those upcoming events?
Sure. The Peaks Resort and Spa, as you probably know, loves animals. Their staff and their guests are able to bring animals to the Peaks Resort and Spa. So we're doing June through September. The Peaks and Soggy Dog will be hosting a Yappy Hour once a month between June and September. It's a happy hour for you and your pet. It connects the humans and canines for gathering and playing, and each canine will get a dog treat, and there'll be drinks for the humans, and you'll get to interact with other animal lovers in the Telluride area.
Great idea.
We are also doing an event we are calling Paint Your Pet. An instructor will teach you how to paint your pet on canvas. You'll come to the event. Your pet will be drawn on canvas, and our instructor, artist instructor, will teach you how to paint your pet. This is great for your friends and family, and you will create a fantastic portrait of your pet with the help of an instructor. You'll then be able to take that home, your complete artwork of your pet, and be able to frame it or hang it right on your wall. And that'll be in mid-July.
Wonderful. Great. Well, thank you very, very much. This has been
Susan Oh, why, thank
Brock.
You.
Yep, Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Christine Hellman-Rosen of Soggy Dogs Grooming Boutique and Spa. She is your canine and feline stylist. Christine,
thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you.